This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Wednesday, October 8th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Two senior farm state senators offering outspoken comments on the plight of the nation's crop farmers and the need for Congress and the administration to take immediate action. Iowa Senator Charles Grassley says the legislature should have a say in how taxpayer dollars are distributed to farmers.
These payments should come from the Congress. My colleagues on the Senate Ag Committee have mentioned figures in the tens of billions of dollars for farmers. It's likely take congressional involvement to provide that level of funding. This gives Congress the opportunity to address the root causes of crisis in the farm country, namely high input costs and the need for greater demand for corn and soybeans.
On the Senate floor this week, Nebraska Senator Deb Fischer said pressure on producers is immense.
Rising input costs and uncertainty have driven farm finances to levels reminiscent of the 1980s crisis, which bankrupted thousands and it hollowed out our rural communities.
Grassley said any farmer aid legislation should include more than just a plan for payments.
Any payment program for farmers from the Congress should include legislation allowing for the sale of year-round nationwide E15. Another thing Congress can do is increase transparency in input markets, and my Fertilizer Research Act would help do that.
Farm groups are calling for transparency into input costs. Fisher says the increases are astounding.
Since 2020, seed costs have jumped 18%. Fuel and oil are up 32%. Fertilizer has spiked 37%. And interest expenses have surged an alarming 73%.
Echoing Senator Grassley's statements today, Fisher said permanent E15 would provide help for farmers and consumers.
Permanent nationwide access would increase corn demand by 2.5 billion bushels a year. It would lower gas prices for families, and it would drive new revenue into rural communities. President Trump's day one order to promote E15 through his National Energy Emergency Declaration, you know, that was a strong start. But temporary fixes, they don't cut it.
Fisher first introduced renewable energy legislation a decade ago and says there's even more support for the legislation today.
We have new industry partners, including members of the oil and refining sector, who are at the table. And this is a key piece of Republicans' plan to lower energy costs, to strengthen American production, and to give consumers more choices at the pump.
As for an aid package for farmers, Grassley said legislators are on the outside looking in.
All we hear is from the administration on $10 to $14 billion, so the final figure hasn't even been agreed upon. And then there's only $4 billion in the CCC, so I had a discussion with cabinet people on this Monday on how you make up $10 to $14 billion if there's only $4 billion in the CCC, and they said there'd have to be two tranches of it, some of it coming from money available right now, and then the fund would have to be supplemented by the Congress of the United States in appropriation bills.
Fisher says a financial bridge, open access to global markets, and renewable fuel demand can help right the farm economy.
By securing strong trade deals and building new markets through year-round E15, we can revitalize the farm economy. We can bolster United States energy security, and we can ensure that America's producers can keep feeding and fueling this nation.
Finally, ask when the government shutdown would end. Senator Grassley had a simple answer.
It'll end when we get 8 Democrat votes.
Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. A new farm bill will help farmers and ranchers meet the moment. Learn more at fb.org/farmbill. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Dowling.